This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Let me describe your day. And the only reason I know what your day looks like is because I've been there. All right, I've been right where you are. And I coach people right where you are. And I coach people past it. Same with all the rest of our coach. Phones ringing, texts waiting on parts, advisors bouncing between customers, cars stacking up out back, and you getting pulled in 10 different directions. By the end of the day, you're exhausted. But here's the real problem. You're not exhausted because you worked hard. You're exhausted because nothing felt in control. And deep down, you're asking yourself, why does it always feel like this? And here's the answer. It's not because you're busy. It's because you don't have control. And those are two very different things. Because a well-run shop can be busy and calm, and a poorly run shop is busy and chaotic. Hopefully, today we're going to fix that. This episode is about identifying why your shop feels chaotic, and more importantly, how to install structure, rhythm, and control into your business quickly. Because chaos isn't random. It's a result of missing systems, unclear expectations, and weak leadership rhythms. Most shop owners think if we could just get caught up, if we just had one more tech, even though you're only 70% productive, if today was just a little slower, things would feel better. They're not, because chaos doesn't come from volume. It comes from lack of structure. I've seen high volume shops running 80 plus cars a week that feel completely in control. I've seen shops that have 30 cars a week and it feels like a disaster. You want to know what the difference is? No clear workflow, no defined roles, no standard processes. And that creates friction everywhere. You don't need less work. You need more structure. Your day has no rhythm. And so here's one of the biggest hidden issues. Your shop doesn't run on a rhythm. Again, hate to repeat myself, your shop reacts. Everything's urgent. Everything's immediate. Everything's interrupt driven. That's chaos fuel. High performing shops operate on a daily rhythm. Morning production meeting, midday check-in, end of day review. Everybody knows what's getting done, what's delayed, what needs attention. Without that rhythm, you're guessing all day. Everybody's guessing. And guessing creates stress. So how do we fix that? 10-15 minute morning huddle. Review car status, parts, priorities, assign clear ownership. It's simple, but it's powerful, all right? Let's tie this into something most people overlook. Marketing can either support your control or destroy it. If your car count's inconsistent, if you get slammed one week and slow the next, that's not just frustrating. It creates operational chaos. That's why your marketing needs to be steady, strategic, and aligned with your capacity. Shop Marketing Pros helps you build that consistency. They don't just generate leads. They help you control the flow of work into your shop so you can operate at your best. Because the goal isn't just more cars. It's the right number of cars at the right time. If your shop feels like a roller coaster, your marketing might be part of the problem. I want you to reach out, shopmarketingpros.com. Tell JR I sent you. Tell Michael I sent you. Let's get that fixed for you. Okay. So next, unclear roles create constant collision everywhere. Let's talk about your team. If your advisors are stepping into technical problems, if your techs are constantly waiting for direction, if everything ultimately comes back to you, you do not have a team. You have a dependency. And dependency creates chaos because no one truly owns anything. High-functioning shops have clearly defined roles, clear expectations, clear accountability. Everybody knows this is my responsibility. This is what success looks like. And without that, you get overlap, confusion, and constant interruption. So how do we fix it? You need to define your roles clearly, assign ownership of key processes, hold people accountable consistently. Clarity eliminates chaos. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You are the bottleneck. If every decision runs through you, if every problem lands on your desk, if nobody else owns anything, if nothing moves unless you touch it, you are the control system. And that's the problem because you can't scale that and you can't sustain it. I see this all the time, especially with strong operators. They built the business through hard work, but now they're trapped in it. Control doesn't come from doing everything. It comes from building systems that run without you. I need you to delegate decision-making authority. I need you to build processes that don't rely on memory. I need you to train your team to think, not just execute. Mainly train your team. If you don't know what's happening in your shop in real time, you're not in control. You're reacting. You should be able to answer at any moment. How many labor hours are sold today? What's waiting on parts? What hasn't been approved? What's carrying over to tomorrow? If you can't see it, you can't manage it. I'll tell you one of the things that the guys talk about constantly in our meetings, because I'm not at the shop every day. If I see something, I quiz them about it. Hey, what's up with this repair order? What's going on with this? Why didn't this get returned? It's not that I'm doing it to micromanage them, but I want them to know that I'm watching. And most of them say, man, I can't believe you caught that. You're not here and you still caught that. All right. You have to find a way, find a marker, find a path to where you can watch the business without micromanaging it. How do we fix this? You can use a visual workflow system, digital, physical, whatever. I don't care. Track cars status in real time. Review KPIs daily, not weekly, not monthly. Okay. Visibility creates control. If we zoom out a little bit, shop owners are dealing with the same things you are. Increased demand, rising complexity in vehicles, higher customer expectations, and what's happening. They're all getting busier, but they're not getting better. And that's dangerous because as this industry evolves, the shops that win won't just be skilled. They'll be structured. They'll be controlled. They'll be intentional. And the ones that stay chaotic, they'll burn out or get left behind. So now what are our weekly implementation steps? Let's lock this in. Morning huddle. I've said it for like 2 or 3 weeks in a row now. Start tomorrow. No excuses. Map your workflow from car drop off to delivery. I want you to identify breakdowns. Gosh, one of the things that we just did is we completely recreated the flow of our customer drop off, how we move the vehicles, where the vehicles go, where they get parked when they're done for service. It's really pretty simple, but we have a super small parking lot. People like to cut through our parking lot. They like to go the one way down the other way. It is crazy. And we took control of that and we are owning it now 100%. Map your workflow. How can you make it better? Define one role clearly. Pick one position and eliminate ambiguity. If you need to create a visual board, track every car, every status, do it online, do it in your shop management system, but do it. I need you to remove yourself from one decision area. Start small, but start, delegate it. Remember, if somebody can do it to 80% of your capability, let them own it and move and coach the other 20%. Your shop doesn't have a chaos problem. It has a control problem. And control isn't something you hope for. It's something you build through systems, through structure, through leadership. So here's your challenge. Stop reacting, start designing, because the moment you install control, everything changes. If this episode felt a little too familiar, this is your opportunity, because chaos is fixable, but only if you take action. I appreciate you showing up. I appreciate you doing the work, and I appreciate you continuing to raise the bar in this industry. The podcast is proudly part of the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I want you to go check out more great shows and resources at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure you subscribe, share this episode with someone who needs it, and leave a review, please, because leadership matters. And the stronger we lead, the better this industry becomes. Let's get to work. Have a great day, everybody. Rise and shine and rise and grind.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.